that the way the main focus is on the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and let's see the Shachar pattern. Marius, my area of the Torah of choice, listen to the other choice. Marius, why did it say the Mishnah Chamesh Esrei Nashim Poi Choice Sarasayim?
It should say better a lashon in the Mishnah Oisrois Tzarasayim. Why is that better? So Tosis clearly says, because if it says Paitrois, you might think you're Potter, but if you want, you could marry her. That's not true. You can't marry her. She's Eishasach. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Oisrois is a better lashon. And for the Gemara, Itan Oisrois have Amin Osel Yabim Luchas Chalto Kamash Molar. Now, the Tosis Yishanim here makes a point as follows. In this Gemara, the Gemara twice says the words Avol Michlis Chalta Kamash Molad. I would have a min Yadu Chalitza Kamash Molad. Now make sure you get this point. You're not going to follow what comes next. Okay, the Gemara here says that if it said Ice Rice, I would have thought Michlis Chalta Kamash Molad, that you don't do Chalitza either. That's what it says here in the Gemara. If you look 7-8 lines down, it says Itanim in Ayibum Hava Amina Michlis Chalza Yibum Leviyama Kamash Molan. Gemara later has again a Hava Amina of that you do Chalitza by the Chamesh Esrei Nashim. In other words, the Gemara twice mentions a Hava Amina that by these 15 women there's Taka no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. Now, why would I think that? Why would I have a Hava Amina that there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza? What would be the Hava Amina? So we're going to have to learn Rashi what would be the Hava Amina. The problem is that whatever the Hava Amina would be, why do you need twice in the Gemara a Chiddush to take away from that Hava Amina? In other words, if you have one thing that tells you there's no chalitza, it's good enough. I have to say a second time, I would have a havamina yadu chalitza, kamash molad. We have to explain what are the two havaminas. It seems there's one havamina yadu chalitza, which the Gemara has here in this line of Gemara. Havamina mitzvah chalitza, kamash molad. And then even after that, the Gemara says later again, I would have thought you, no Yibum, but yes Chalitza, Kamash Molan. There have to be two possible Havaminas that we're knocking off. This is what the Tosis Yishanim says. If you have the old style Gemaras, it's in the first wide line in Tosis Yishanim. You have the new ones, I think it's in the towards the end of the narrow lines. It says the Im Taimar, Atilatanman Yibum Luchudei, Haviyadani Echalet, says, but the Tani Petrus Kedam Aleil. It says this Kasha, that why is there a second Havamina Michlis Chalta? The Gemara already learned with the Tony Paitreis that it's not Michlis Chalta. So the problem, which is Shanim is asking, which is a problem of Pshat here, is that the Gemara twice says, I would have thought these 15 women are Pata from Yibam. But Dudu Chalitza, Kamash Molan. Gemara says it twice. Why? What are the two Havaminas that Michlis Chalta? That's the problem that Tosis Yishanim sets up for us. Okay, so bearing that in mind, let's start the Gemara again. We just learned the Gemara. Gemara said that if it would say Asurais, I would think you do Chalitza. Why? Why would I think you do Chalitza? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi Havamina Israis. So Rashi says Havamina Isris Liabim. Bechalitza loy mishtami mehacha shenisa bechalitza. Havamina mitzvah chalzi al karchai shenishas ach me'ab loy bottom the teres loy chalitza. Rashi says the following. I would have thought that by these 15 women, there is Zika. Zika means there's a connection to the Yavam. I would might have thought that by these 15 women, the taka also to the whole world because of the Yavam. Just what? You can't do Yibum because it's an Erva. So memela do Chalitza. to get the Zika off. You follow? Well, in our Mishnah, when it says 15 women don't do Yibum, the emes is, and that's the way we learned in Elul, the emes is that these 15 women don't have any parsha of Yibum at all. Now Yibum, the Chalitza, zero, zilch. These 15 are excluded from the parsha. That's the emes. The Havamina would have been that these 15 women are in the parsha. Just as a technical problem, they can't do Yibum because it's an Erva. Right? Every time you can't do Yibum, so do Chalitza. But you still have to do Chalitza, otherwise the Zika of Yibum, of Chalitza, asks out to the whole world. That's the Havamina Michlitz Chalitza. But the Havamina is she needs Chalitza to make her mutter to the world, to be a matia to the world. That would have been the Havamina, Kamash Bulam, Paitreis, that they're not in the parish at all. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Now, I think this is the proper way to teach Rashi, and that's the first Havamina Michlitz Chalitza. I would have thought you do Chalitza, otherwise you can't marry anybody. You're a Yavama. Yavama can't marry anybody. What does Rashi say by the second Havamina Michlis Chalitza? Rashi has a whole different shot. Rashi later, in the third very wide line in Rashi, which again, depending on the print, it's about five or six lines on the bottom, the Rashi explains a whole different Havamina. We'll get to it. Why does Rashi explain a whole different Havamina? Because it's a Shonim's Kasha. It bothers him. How could the Gemara have two Havaminas, Michlis Chalitza? The Havamina, the 15 women, you don't do Yibum, but Chalitza you do. So we already said in the first Gemara, I would have a Havamina, the Zika. And you have to do Chalitza, Kamash Malon, the Lashon Paitreis, that she's excluded from the whole parasha. These 15 women are totally excluded. Totally excluded. So that I know already in the first Kamash Malon. Therefore, Rashi in the second one, in the Havamina Michlis Chalitza, has to come up with a second Havamina Michlis Chalitza, which we're going to learn shortly. And Rashi's forced to it because of the kasha of the Taisis Yishan. Okay, now this is the way I think Reb Nachum is learning. And in the Eil Torah, he explains Rashi this way as well. And explains the Ritva this way. That it bothered all these Rishayim. That how are there two Havaminas Michlas Chalitza? There must be each one is a different Havamina. That's the Yisayit in Pshat. Pshat in this Shaklavatari of the Gemara. It's going to come from it as a gigantic chiddush, I think, which we'll see shortly. But in Pshat in the Gemara, this is what bothered them. Why the Gemara has two Havaminas Michlas Chalitza Kamash Malon? You tell me Kamash Malon once, you tell me Kamash Malon again. Okay, let's learn the Gemara inside, and we'll see the Shaklavatari, and then we'll get to the, I guess, what's the Iker point that I'd like to get to. Zok the Gemara. Start one more time. My area the ton of pie rice. Listen, the ice rice. Ice rice is mashma yibum. Nothing to do with chalitza. Ice rice is a lashon on yibum. Let it say ice rice, meaning asa yibum. If the Gemara ton of ice rice happened, mean asa liyabim. Ice rice shayach on yibum. Avol michlis chalitza. But I would think chalitza you have to do. Why? So for Rashi, I would think you have to do chalitza because otherwise you can never get married. Kamash Malan, Mishnah is teaching us, no, Paitreis. These 15 women, totally out of the parasha. In fact, the Gemara, Misni Asura Lachlites, have both. Say Asura, which is a better Lashon, as we said in the beginning, and say Lachlites, which would take away this Havamina that Michlis Chalitza. So the Gemara, my Ka'avit, what's wrong with doing Chalitza if you don't need Chalitza? The Gemara, I'm a Lama Lai, in my time of Chalitza since your Bemis. We don't want women to do chalitza when they don't have to. They're going to think if they can do chalitza, they can do yibum. And for the Gemara, kiven de mamakam mitzvah hudasira tzara. Shloim mamakam mitzvah sharia. When is it tzara of an erva also? Only in the case of yibum. It will be shloim mamakam mitzvah. My shloim mamakam mitzvah means my daughter marries someone and has a tzara. No case of yibum. My daughter marries someone, there's a tzara, and then the someone dies. Is the Tzara Asa to me? I would have thought she's Asa. It's a Tzara of my daughter. So, Mishum Hachi Tari Paitreis, that there's no new Isser of Tzara. It's only by Yibum that there's an Isser of Tzara. What's the second Hava Amina, Michlis Chalza? If I already know that the 15 women, Poitros, Tzoraseim, meaning that Legamri, not in the Parsha, if I already know that from the first Hava Amina, Michlis Chalza, the question now that we have to learn the Rashi looking for an answer to is, what is the second Hava Amina? If she's already out of the Parsha, so why would I have Avimini do Chalitza? She's not Shayach to the whole parasha of Yavam. There's no Zika. Zika means a connection. There's no connection to the Yavama. What is the Havamina? What's Avimini do Chalitza? So Rashi is coming to answer that. Let's learn the Rashi. Havamina Michlis Chalitza. Havamina Michlis Chalitza Shaloi Lafkiya Mitzvah Sibum. I would think you do Chalitza. Why? A new reason. Not because she's asa to the world. She's not asa to the world. We know that already. Shaloi lahafkiya mitzvah yibum. There's a mitzvah of yibum. Now yibum here, Rashi, doesn't mean yibum as opposed to chalitza. It means it's a parasha of yivama. Shaloi lahafkiya mitzvah yibum. Yibum eloi mishum zeres akasa delitzrar kamash malam asnisen. No. Now, this Rashi brings Gzeres HaKosav the Litzra. Anybody remember what is the Gzeres HaKosav of Litzra talking about? So I want to chazal with you the first 10 minutes of Shir when we started Yavamis. We started Yavamis, I told you, the Mishnah has a Chiddush that the Erva doesn't do Yibum, the Chalitza, and the Mishnah has a Chiddush that the Tzara doesn't. What's the Makar? So we learned that first day. How do you know Erva doesn't do Yibum? So I mentioned three possible reasons. Aleha, or Inasei Dechalesei Shesh Bekaris, or in Kedushin Taisim Chavya Krisis, the Rambam. We mentioned three things, but not the word Litzra. Litzra, remember, has nothing to do with the Erva. How do you know it's Tzares Pater? That's from Litzra. Litzra is a pasuk that's talking about Tzara, not about the Erva. When you realize that, this Rashi is Gishmak. The first Hava Amina Michlis Chalza goes on the Erva, on the 15 women. The first Hava Amina was, these 15 women, maybe they can't do Yibum, but Chalitza they could do. Kamash Malan, no. There's no Zika at all. The second time the Gemara says Hava Amina Michlis Chalza, the Gemara is not going on the 15 women. Because the 15 women I know already from what the Gemara said before, from the Lashon Paitras. I would have had a Hava Amina that the Tzara should at least do Yibum. Litzrar tells you that they don't do Yibum. Okay? So now let's have a Hava Amina, let them at least do Chalitza. And that's the second Hava Amina. The Hava Amina is on the Tzara. I would have thought the Tzara should do Chalitza, Kamash Malan not. And the Ritva learns that way beferish. Ritva speaks it out. Memela, we understand that that's what Rashi means. Rashi, Kidarkai, without asking big kashas and raising your eyebrows, just Bederach Pshat. Rashi saying, the first Hava Amina you do Chalitza goes on the 15 Erevas. I would have thought these 15 women have to do Chalitza or they can't get married. So Kamash Malon Paitreis, which teaches us that not in the Parsha, not for Yibum, not for Chalitza. The second Hava Amina goes on the Tzara. I would have thought Taka the Erevas is not in the Parsha. What about the Tzara? The Tzara doesn't do Yibum, we know from Litzrar. But maybe she do Chalitza. Maybe the Tzara should do Chalitza. So Kamash Malan, the second Kamash Malan, and Ayibu Umina Chalitza, that you put it from Chalitza too.
Not because of Zika? How does they do Chalitza?
On the Tzara, you mean?
On the
So that I want to get to. You'll see it's not on Zika. That's Taka what I want to get to next. But just for a minute, at least before you get into the Pulpula, you have to see the Pshat. The Pshat in the Gemara, what brought Rashi to such a place was this. Twice the Gemara says, Avimina Michlas Galtza. Each one Rashi learns is a different parasha, a different Hesper. Now, that's not necessarily the Tesis Yishanim's Teretz. So we have time at the end, we'll come to the Tesis Yishanim's Teretz. Right now, we're spending our time on Rashi.
Now, that be in the Mishnah says, Petrus is the same, which is the Mashnah is the same rules apply to both of them.
Right, but if we would have said Petrus is the same, Min Hayibum, I would have thought that it says Min Hayibum, Har herself, the Lashon Petrus already teaches me.
And the Tzara,
I mean the same Lashon is on both.
Correct.
Okay. Right here. So Tzrichus, maybe it doesn't have to be a Shtaka Havamina, which you, the other reasons anyway you have to say that, because no real Havamina, it's a Shasach, but okay. Alright, Lamaisa, the Ritvalor is this way clawed. To say new things in Rashi are hard, but we have a Ritva learns this way. So Memela, Reb Nachum, and Al Torah, they both learned the Rashi this way. And pshat wise, I think it's good. Hayelu patra habas v'zikas yibum turam lechalitza.
Rashi said Patra,
oh, very nice diuk. Since the Bas parted the Tzara from Zikas Yibum, Turim Lechalitza. A very nice diuk. Good. Okay.
How do you say that the first time the Rashi is going on the other side, the Lashon of the Mishnah is the word Potter is going dafka on the Tzara and the Tzara side. Nechanami, you want to be Mechal, that's not what the Mishnah was going on. The Mishnah, the whole Gemara was talking about the word Potter. It wasn't on the Chamesh Esri Nasha, it's going on the Potter is Tzara and the Tzara side.
Chamesh Esri Nashim, Potter is Tzara side. So that you're saying is that even in the Havamina, the language of the Mishnah is Mashma, it's going on the Tzara. Let's see Rashi. What's Rashi's Lashon? I mean, Rashi also is really mashma that way. So Rashi says it's an Issa Reish Asach. Rashi doesn't say it's an Issa Erva from the 15 Ervas.
You can say
in the Gemara, I wouldn't have a problem because anytime you have a Kamash Malon, we chop on the smaller Chiddush, not the bigger Chiddush. So if the Gemara Mishnah changed from Isis to Petrus to tell you there's no Chalitza, I would take the smaller Chiddush that it's going on the Erva, not on the Tzara. The Mishnah is never telling you about the Erva. I mean, the Lashon of the Mishnah is the Chetanya is the Chiddush about the Erva. The language, Chameis, Esrei, Noshim, Poitras, Sarasayim. You're asking good. They're asking that even the first Havamina should be on the Tzara. I mean, to bring a riot to what you're asking, because Rashi in the first Havamina says that Yibum is Aser Alts Eshasach. He doesn't say Alts the 15 relationships. So you're saying is that even the first Havamina should be going to the Tzara as well. I hear maybe. Let me try to come back and answer it. The way I told you till now, though, is I think the way it says in the Ritva and the Ramnachim in these places. You're asking, good. Maybe after we finish explaining the beginning of the Rashi, it'll be answered as well. We'll think it through as we go. Okay? Alright, but anyway, this is the Gemara. There are two Havaminas, and in the second Havamina, Rashi tells us a Chiddush. Now, there's a very significant point in Rashi, which is, comes in really Derech Agav the Sugya. There's a Chakira in the Achrayim. I don't know a Rishon that declares this, but a whole list of Achrayim, as I've seen in a few minutes, declare the following Shaila. What is Chalitza? Is Chalitza a mitzvah sasei? Like blowing shayfer, shaking a lulav? Just like under the right circumstances you have to blow shayfer, the right time of the year you have to shake a lulav. Under certain circumstances, the mitzvah sasei of Chalitza. Or maybe not. That's the other possibility. Maybe Chalitza is like the parasha of Gittin. A get is a mitzvah sasei to give a get. A mitzvah sasei to give a get. A get, if you want to be mati or an eshes ish to the world, you have to give a get. Or shchita is a mitzvah to shecht an animal. A mitzvah to shecht an animal. If you want to eat meat, you have to shecht an animal. That means shchita is a matir. It's matir basar. A get is matir eishas ish to the world. It's a matir. No mitzvah to give a get. Let's say a man is dying. She'll be mutter anyway. So if a mitzvah to quickly give a get, then no mitzvah. Get is a matir. Good, one second. The question is, whether chalitza is a matir or a mitzvah. There's such a shaila in the Gemara. Going to the mikvah. Someone's tameh. Is a mitzvah to go to the mikvah? We're noyig that there's no mitzvah. We're not noyig that we touch a sheretz nowadays. We go to a mikvah, it's a mitzvah. But tameh makes it anyway. It doesn't help. Everyone's tameh anyway. We're not noyig that it's a tefillah b'zman of mitzvah. It's a matir. Going to mikvah, it's a matir. You want to eat kachim, you want to eat taris, you go to a mikvah. So we have at least three mitzvahs in the Torah, get, shchita, and mikvah, which appear to be matirim. They're matir. If you want something, if you don't want it, don't do it. Somebody wants to be tummy his whole life. He has a funeral home. He's in the funeral home business. So he wants to be tummy. Okay, erev haregel, the mitzvah to go to mikvah. But he has not to go to mikvah. So you could learn that chalitza is a matir, like shchita and get. Or you could learn that it's a mitzvah like lulav and the shayfer and everything else. A tremendous nafkamina. Tremendous nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Zman hazeh, a man dies, he leaves a wife without children. And let's say the woman, she's 75 years old, she's not starting to date anymore, she's not going to get married. A 75-year-old woman. So she says, what do I need chalitza for? What do I need chalitza for? I'm not looking to get married. If you learn it's a mitzvah, we tell her, look, it's a mitzvah sasei, so go do chalitza. If you learn it's a matir, so she could say, look, I don't need the matir. I'm eichel the matir, I'm not going to get married. Tremendous nafkamina. She won't get the ksuba. Okay, if she wants the ksuba, I guess she'll have to do it. Right? But, is he Mekayim a mitzvah? I mean, it's one of the Taryag in the list. The list of Taryag mitzvahs, I understand. If someone is Mazik, Adam a Mazik is Mazik, and he pays, he's Mekayim a mitzvah. But no one's saying, go be Mazik to do it. You know, here, the saying is, the Chalitza is a mitzvah. Shchita is a mitzvah. Make a bracha shem says tzivan. So you're saying, hey, you should do it anyway. Lamaisi, you get a mitzvah. Is that true? Why should he give a get? I never heard such a thing. People die all the time. Chaperein a mitzvah, give a get. Why not? She won't be able to marry a kohen. By where?
From Abba Shaul.
From Abba Shaul. Why? How do you see it's a mitzvah? Chalitza kedemes liyibum. Maybe he means to be matir. To be matir her. Lemaisa she has zika. You want to get the zika off? I mean, if Yibum is a Mekiyah Mitzvah and Chalitza is not, then you have a Kasha and Abba Shaul. So we're going to learn Abba Shaul that this type of Yibum is not a Mitzvah. A Yibum, L'Shem Nai, he holds. It's Kepakev Erva. But maybe someone's L'Shem Shemayim Taka. So we're going to have to deal with that. The Pashup Shad and Abba Shaul is that way, although I'm asking, we're going to get to Abba Shaul tomorrow. We shouldn't talk about this. Whether you have somebody who's totally L'Shem Shemayim, whether he could. Now we're going to deal with it. We get to Abba Shaul. That's the raid on Abba Shaul. Now this Shaila, whether Chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir, is a nidai. There are at least three Gedolei Achrayim, probably four, that learn it's just a matir. The first one that's often usually quoted is the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph of the Chacham Tzvi. It's a long tshuva. We're going to quote it many times over the year because there are a lot of yeshivas there. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph learns that it's a matir and not a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, he says that chalitza needs kavana. You have to be mechavin, not like yibum, which is a filoshalei bekavan. Needs a chalitza needs kavana. He says it doesn't need kavanas mitzvah. The kavana you have to have is just kavanas kinyan. Kinyan meaning the chalitza, the man is makna to the woman, habailus, her ability to marry. Well, we said when a man gets married, he doesn't own his wife's body. He doesn't own the guf of his wife. He owns her ishus, her ability to marry. When a man gives a get, he's makna to her ishus, her right to remarry. Chalitza, the Chacham Tzvi says, doesn't need kavanas mitzvah. It needs kavanas kinyan. The man has to be mechavin to be matna the woman. The woman has to be mechavin, sort of, to be rekind to her ishus. To have a right, because he says, it's not a mitzvah. It's just a matir. He brings a raya. His raya is from Taisus on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Taisus on Daf Kuf Dalet is a kasha. How could a ketana do chalitza? Chalitza needs das. The ketana has no das. That's Taisus kasha. Ketana could do chalitza. How could she do chalitza? We say chalitza needs das. And a ketana is not a bar das. La b'nei dei aninu. Emphit d'chacham tzvi. Bishlama, if das means kavana for a mitzvah, you have a good kasha. She has no das, she has no kavana. But the emes is that it means kavanas kinyan. Now, what's a din? You remember by a cotton? Could a cotton be kind of anything? Right? A cotton can't be kind of things from Hefker. If he picks up a Veda, then a Torah is not kind of. He has no das to be kind of. But we know by Lulav, and we know from Kinyanim, that das acher is makna. That by Kinyanim, the das of the giver is good enough for the cotton. Das acheres makna, a cotton could own something. You give a lulav to a child on the first day of Sukkis, das acheres makna works. The child could be kinder. Zot Chacham Tzvi, Taisus Kasha is answered pashut. What was Taisus Kasha? How could a ketana do chalitza? You need kavana, you need das. And for the Chacham Tzvi, oh, what das do you need? Das kinyan, to be kinder. For das kinyan, a cotton could do a kinyan, because das acheres makna works for a cotton. Even though a cotton has no das, a ketana has no das, someone else could be makna.
Can we
The Lashon Gemara is Kavana Shnei, Tosis brings. Tosis Lashon there. What? Vinish is Kavnu Shnei, it's Gemara Brice on Kuvav. Vinish Kavnu Shnei. So Chacham Tzvi has this raya. That's always the problem. The fact that Tosis doesn't is a raya Tosis didn't hold in his teretz. The early Achrayim was close enough to the Rishayim that they brought raya's like this. If we had, we would say we're wrong because of Tosis. Chacham Tzvi is saying that it answers Tosis cash and therefore he's to free them. We had the Gittin, the idea of Amir Agabam, it could help. The Gemara they said it doesn't help Aikon, it helps Aikon. The Chacham Tzvi's Raya is a Raya, Tosis Teretz. If you don't like Tosis Teretz, then you need a new Teretz.
Who owns the
Ishus,
Mishas?
Okay, we're going to have to talk about Zika. You need Kedushin. Well, we know she's not allowed to go out and marry.
Right.
We know that a Yavam can't go out and marry a Yavama. So the question is, where does that Issa come from? There are many that learn that it's a continuation of the first Kedushin. That the dead brother's Kedushin has a continuation, so there may be four brothers or five brothers, but it's really a Zika from the first Kedushin Asad on the world. And when a man dies without children, there's a hemshach of that.
She got married now, she was still
too. Nachlaikis Rabbi Shmuel, it's how we pass it. It is Nachlaikis, how strong Zika is. But it's not as strong, although Rav holds it is. But
that's the cheres has to be from the owner.
What?
That's the cheres has to be the owner.
Well, he's the owner in the sense that he has the right to do it, he has a control over it. And I see he does. So. This is the way the Chacham Tzvi learns. Chacham Tzvi learns that it's a matir, and therefore she doesn't have to do it. There's a second raya, the Rishash in Sanhedrin, the Tesamad Beis, brings a Chacham Tzvi, and he brings another raya. Rishash's raya is a stronger raya than the Chacham Tzvi's raya. It says in Sanhedrin that Eishes Melech in Cholzenla. There's no chalitza for the wife of a king. A Melech Yisrael dies without children. So Eishes Melech doesn't get chalitza. Why doesn't she get chalitza? What? She doesn't get chalitza. There are some Rishayim learn that's a bezayin to the Melech, the whole procedure. Somehow it's a bezayin to the Melech. Dead at this point, but Rashi learns. Rashi says, why don't you do chalitza? So Rashi says, shasura li nasei. Because the wife of a king is not allowed to get married. Sharbit shemishtamish by melech, a stick that the king used, the hedge can't use. And Rashi learns that why don't you do chalitza? Because she can't remarry. 1 minute. Do it at mitzvah. So it's not a matir. She can't remarry anyway. Do it als mitzvah. Zakta the Rishash, you see, that's not a mitzvah, it's just a matir. It's a matir. If you have a woman for whom there's no heter anyway, so why give her chalitza? Chalitza is to be matir, to marry someone else. In Eishes Melech, Rashi holds is not allowed to marry anybody. Well, Rashi apparently holds not allowed to marry anybody. And Memela, if you're not allowed to marry anybody, why do it? What? Kol she'ena oila liyibum. Remember, we declared the Rashba. Kol she'ena liyibum no chalitzas. Even if it's a tam study, not a yivam, it's not an erva dekadim. So I suppose that he's learning Rashi this way.
Yeah. Only this one, a certain certain time. Maybe we're not married, and that's not a matter of a mitzvah.
Maybe when it's a matir, it's a mitzvah, and when it's not a matir, it's not a mitzvah. It's a possible middle ground. Maybe the Vard is that when it's a matir, there's a mitzvah. It's not a matir. It's not a mitzvah. Hold your svar in your pocket, because we're going to have a lot of problems with Chacham Tzvi. I didn't think about it. Let's see if we can work out that it'll help. The Chacham Tzvi, his shaila was the following shaila. A woman who's a katlonis, she's widowed twice. She's a katlonis, she got married, her husband died. Got married, her husband died. Assuming he died from natural causes both times. So a woman is not allowed to get married a third time. The shaila the Chacham Tzvi has is in such a case. We have a woman who's a katlonis. Should she do chalitza, assuming her second husband died without children, should she do chalitza? Pashtus. She can't do yibum, she's a katlonis. So let her do chalitza. So after Chacham Tzvi, it's totally what we're saying. If you would learn Yibum's a mitzvah, we would tell you you have to do chalitza. So if we look chalitza's a mitzvah, you have to do chalitza. If we're going to learn chalitza is just a matir, so she can't get married anyway. She's a katlonis. A katlonis is not allowed to get married. So why do chalitza? You don't have to bother doing chalitza. She can't get married anyway. This is the Chacham Tzvi's psak, based on the klar. So this is all one big nafkamina. Nafkamina is, when she's not going to get married, do you do chalitza? So we can have a case of an old lady who just happens not to plan to get married. We can have a case of an Eshes Melech, who like Rashi is not allowed to get married. We can have a case of a Katlonis who's not allowed to get married. These are three nafkaminas. They're really one big nafkamina. If she doesn't need the matir, do you do it or don't you do it? Right of the case is Sarasar in a second marriage. You mean she'll be a katlonis in all those cases? There are exceptions to katlonis. If Nafal Min Agag, if he died, Nafal Min Agag, the Gemara says, is an afkanina between the two reasons by katlonis, but it may not be a katlonis. Or could be in the second mission she got. What? Could be in the Erison. Could be another afkanina. Would have to be. Also, there are some Tanaim who hold that it's only after three times. So, Chalitz Rebbe and Shimon Ben Leil, I think, we passed it two times. Safik, but what? Mishnah says Atzei Fa'ilam. So we're saying the Tzara, so we're saying Atzei Fa'ilam. No, but the Tzara also only married twice, right? The Tzara married twice, and the Tzara Tzara married twice, and Tzara 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 married twice. Okay, Ad Kan Chacham Tzvi, he says a little more, but this is basically, we have two rayas to Shita. Zevi mentioned, it seems to be a raya also, I saw in the Birchas Avraham, on Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, which is the 12th Perek. He says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says Mitzvah Chalitza. Mishloi Shadayanim. It's a Perisha Mishnah, Mitzvah Chalitza. Your Mitzvah. So there he clears, he brings a few more nafkaminas. He brings another nafkamina. There's a rule, ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If you ever buy the bris of twins, so you know by twins, if you ask me, I would say, bring both babies in, sit down two sandiks, put the two babies on the two laps, and let the mother make a bracha to one, and do the other. Finished. We don't do that. If you ever went to a bris of twins, we do one bris. Then we're mafsik. Sometimes they say tilim, they say aleinu, whatever it is. And then they bring in the second baby. Because ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't do mitzvahs assembly line style. Rashi says, shelo yehi nira alav kamasa. Looks like a tircha to you to do a mitzvah, so you want to do one after the other quickly. So the Gemara says we don't do bris milah one after the other. We don't do drilling the ear of an Eved Ivri one after the other. We do it separate. Ain't nice and mitzvah, we don't drink, give a sita to drink. One after the other, we make a hafsik. Ain't nice and mitzvah, chavilas, chavilas. Now you all know that shchita, we do chavilas, chavilas. Like 100,000 a day in certain plants, chickens and animals. But right, they line up the chickens, I said, right, they do one after the other. Because a matir, you could do chavilas, chavilas, not a problem. There's no nirul of kamasa. If it's a masa, you don't have to do it at all. If you want, don't do any shchitas. But something that's a matir, you could do one after the other. If it's a mitzvah, you don't. The Nehla is another nafkamina, he brings, if Yibum is a matir, or if Yibum is a mitzvah, if I say mitzvah chavilas, chavilas. Another nafkamina he brings, if there's a rule of Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. Zriza Magdimin, by Bris Mila, we do it in the morning, Zriza Magdimin l'mitzvahs. If Chalitza is a mitzvah, you have to wait 91 days, you have to wait 3 months, the Chachi Avchana. But on the 92nd day, right away in the morning, they should do chalitza. If you hold it's a mitzvah, it's a reason magdim la mitzvahs. If you hold it's a matir, you don't have to do it at all. So you don't have to rush to do it. So these are nafkaminis if it's a mitzvah or a matir. Now I told you the Chacham Tzvi holds it a matir. The Chacham Sofer in the Tshuva Neven Ezer Chelek Beis and the Pehe has a straight shayla. A woman doesn't want to do chalitza. She says, I'm not getting married. Could you force her? He says, you can't force her. It's a matir. Can't force her. And a third, Reb Yitzchak Chanan in the Ein Yitzchak, also has a tshuva. And he also paskins, it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah. Three gedalei achrayim, who paskin, the Chacham Tzvi, some cipher, and the Ramesh over 3 centuries, the Chacham Tzvi was 1700, the Chacham Sofer was 1800, the Zilchol was 1900. All three paskin that it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah, and zehu. They bring that al pi zayar chalitza is a tikkun for the neshama. The Beis Shmuel brings this al pi zayar chalitza is a tikkun for the neshama. And therefore, you should try to convince the woman to do it. The language of the Chacham Tzvi, of the Chacham Sofer, is who inyan v'lav mitzvah. Somebody that says in Zayar, it's an inyan to do it. Who inyan v'lav mitzvah. It's not a chiyah. For not obligated to do every Zayar. It's a maila to do it. And therefore, l'maisa, today, we try to get the women to do chalitza. But as far as being a chiyah, these three paskins not a chiyuv. Mstama the halach is this way. These are three gedalei paskim. Mstama the halach is this way. However, there are big kashas on them. The nitziv in Hamik Shaila, in the Sefer Hamik Shaila, Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, which is in Chelek Gimel of Hamik Shaila, he brings the Chacham Tzvi and he asks such stark kashas on him that it's a mitzvah maybe to find a way to attack a middle ground. But he brings rayas that seem to be rayas beruras that it's a mitzvah. Now before I get carried away, I want to come back to our Gemara. Rashi. The Rashi Havamina Michlet Schol, it's the second one. The second Rashi says, Hava mina michlis chalitza. Rashi's lashon is, why should she do chalitza? Why should she do chalitza? Shaloi lahafkia mitzvah yibum. Rashi doesn't say she should do chalitza, she should be able to remarry. That's not what Rashi says. In the first Hava mina, Rashi said, Hava mina michlis chalitza, she should be able to remarry. That's not what he says here. He says, Hava mina michlis chalitza, shaloi lahafkia mitzvah yibum. How can we go without being mekayev a mitzvah? Can do yibum, mitzvah. You can do yibum. Do it shaloi lafkia mitzvah yibum. From this Rashi, it sounds like Rashi holds that chalitza is a kiya mitzvah, and we do it al kiya mitzvah. That's what it sounds like from this Rashi. So before I go to the mitzvah's rayas, from Rashi here, we have two Havaminas. The first time Rashi says Havamina Michas Chalitza, Rashi says to be Matir. God willing, she can't remarry. The second time Rashi says it, he says Shaloi Lafkia Mitzvah. In other words, to remarry, the first Havamina already tells us there's no Zika. The second Havamina Mechaschalta is that Taka there's no Zika, she could remarry. But maybe, Shalai Lafkiya Mitzvah Zibum, you should do it out the mitzvah. That's what Rashi says. Now, the kasha that you asked earlier, Avi and Shmuel asked before, the way I explain, not I think Rav Nachum explains, I have to look at his Lashon again, is that the first Havamina is going on the Erva herself. The second one is going on the Tzara. So you had a problem with it, that the language of the Mishnah, Petrus Tzoraseim, sounds like they're both going on the Tzara. Maybe we could learn, the first Havamina is, I would thought, there's Zika, and she needs Chalitza to be Mata to the world. Exactly going on the Tzara. The first Havamina is that she needs Chalitza, why? To take off the Zika, so she should be able to get married. So Kamash Malan, no, she could remarry. The second Havamina is, I would have thought, Taka, she could remarry. But I would have thought, Miss Michlis Chiltza, Shalei Lafki, Mrs. Yibum, do the mitzvah. So on that, there's a Kamash Malan. So that the two could even be going on the Tzara, but the two different Havaminas. One Havamina is that there's Zika, and that you need Chiddush to tell you that you don't need Chalitza to be remarried. The second one is saying, Shalei Lafki, Mitzvah Yibmin. We could learn that way. Maybe if I look back at the Rav Nachum, maybe he says it, and I just misunderstood it. I'm not sure. Coming to the Netziv. The Netziv holds that Chalitza is a mitzvah, and he brings a number of rayas that it's just hard to answer. They're not even twisted rayas. They're such glatta rayas. His first raya, Shnoa Klal Gadol, when he learned the Netziv, was very glat. It was too glat. That got him in trouble. The Netziv and the Beis Halevi were the two Rosh Hashivas in the Lajan at the same time. And the Talmidim had big machlokes, and they had to split. They eventually had to go to Din Torah. It's not only nowadays they go to Din Torah over yeshivas. Netziv, the Beis Halevi had a style of pilpul for which she was known. Netziv had a glat, shita of things going very glat, very, very smoothly. Eventually there was a Din Torah, and the Beis Halevi left. That's when he went to Brisk. The entire was that the Netziv was in charge of the yeshiva. The story is that they gave the keys to the Netziv. The Netziv said that a Rosh Yeshiva doesn't hold the keys, he has to have someone he trusts, so he gave it to the Beis HaLevi to make shalom. Anyway, getting back, the Netziv has such glatta rayas, pshat, it's hard to answer. Listen to this raya. I hope somebody could answer, because the Chacham Tzvi, some cipher, and the Rishon Chochan, it's hard to knock off. There's a Gemara in Yitzayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there says that in the case of Yibum, a woman falls to Yibum to a man. If this man, before he does Yibum, before he does Chalitza, before he does anything, the man goes and he marries the sister of this woman that fell into Yibum. He marries Achos Yivimtai. So then, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. She becomes an Erva. It's for Trivet Esra. Is he allowed to do that? Let's say a man dies, he's one brother. The brother happens to be dating the sister of this woman. Is he allowed to marry her? So Gemara says no. Aser Levatel Mitzvah Yibum. That's Lashon Gemara. Aser Levatel Mitzvah Yibum. If he's going to marry her, he's Mevatel's mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to do Yibum b'chalitza. If he marries this person's sister, asa levatel mitzvah Yibum. He's being mevatel his mitzvah. Frekta Netziv. If chalitza is not a mitzvah, just a matir, what's chalitza? It's sort of a matir to be matir this woman to get married. So if the Netziv, why does he have to do chalitza? If he marries her sister, Memela she becomes Mutish Lishuk. Hutra Vinesra becomes Mutal Lishuk. So why can't he marry a sister? And she'll be mutter. It's a new matir. You have a matir, I'm marrying a sister. Why am I being, what am I being mevatel? What am I mevatel? Chalitza I'm allowed to do. If you look, chalitza is not a mitzvah, just a matir. So you'll tell me, okay, you're not allowed to leave a woman without a heter, she'll be an aguda. Okay, I'll marry a sister. It's also a matir. But if I'm allowed to do chalitza, which is a matir, why can't I marry her sister, which is also a matir?
Before I do chalitza, I still have a tir of actually, the chalitza, the third
point. But if I'm allowed to do chalitza, we don't say also levatam it's a sea of men. But I'm allowed to do chalitza. Why is that? The question is if chalitza is just a matir, not a mitzvah. So what does chalitza do? It's matah halashok. And then I have no problem. No one's going to say, if I'm doing chalitza, I'm mevatel mitzvas yibumin. If I do chalitza, I'm ruining mitzvas yibumin. You can certainly do chalitza.
But chalitza is taking away your chibum.
So is it marrying her sister. Also takes away the chibum.
It's in a roundabout way, but it's technically not taking away your chibum. Having chibum, you can't do it then.
So what's wrong? What's wrong with that? What's wrong? I'm going to do chalitza, why can't I marry a sister? I could do chalitza, which is a matir. Why can't I do... Why is one... The Torah tells us that this as well, from Aleha we learn that if you're married to a sister, there's no mitzvah.
Everyone's masking the even as a mitzvah. Everyone's masking even comes first. My place is the Rabbanu Nachshol is it? That.
Right, so I'm asking you a question. If I'm about to do chalitza, why can't I marry her sister? Let's say I'm about to do chalitza.
I don't care what you're going to do. You're being mevatel
mitzvah. Chalitza is also mevatel mitzvah. I'm allowed to do that.
I have a choice. I have to do the chalitza. Everyone's mevatel mitzvah.
So why do I have to use the chalitza method? The Torah gives me two methods of being matir halashok. Chalitza method and marrying her sister method. Make no error.
The Torah says
both. The Torah doesn't say anywhere marrying her sister is also. It's just memela, being mevatel mitzvas yibumin. I think it's a good raya. If you don't like it, we'll go to the next raya. Yeah. No, it's his choice. The Torah says if he doesn't want. That's Lashon Tayr. Layachbites. Something like Tichbay, Tachbay. The second raya he brings is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, again, Daf Yotes. The Gemara says that Melech does Chalitza. The wife of a Melech doesn't do Chalitza. Melech does Chalitza. Ait Bezayin. The Gemara says mitzvah shani. A melech does chalitza because it's a mitzvah. Now here you can answer me. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. She shouldn't be an aguna. A mitzvah to save her from igun. So maybe a melech does it to rescue her from igun. So it's mitzvah, but it's not true. Because the halacha is that when a king dies, his wife is not allowed to marry anyone, as I mentioned before. King dies, the wife can't get married. What does that mean? You have a choice between Kavod HaMelech and Igun. If she marries someone, it's a bezayin to Kavod HaMelech, that the Melech's wife should marry someone else. So what's the other choice? To memagim her. We see that Kavod HaMelech works even if it results in someone being an aguna. That's what we see. The Kavod HaMelech is stronger than the Avla of a woman being unable to remarry. If so, frek den Netziv. Why does the king do Chalitza? The Gemara says Chalitza is a Vizayin. The Gemara says Mitzvah Shani. Bishlam of Yehold, that it's a Mitzvah Sasei to do Chalitza. Then I understand. It's a Mitzvah Sasei, so just like the king shakes a lulav, the king does Chalitza. But if you learn it's a Matir, to be Matir her, to make a Isaguna, a melech doesn't have to give up his kavod. We see kavod a melech is stronger than igun. So why? The Gemara says Melech Chayit, Mitzvah Shani. Now besides the Lashon Mitzvah, but Mitzvah Shani is Mashma. That because of a Mitzvah Saseh, that's why he has to do it. The Pashtus HaGemara is Mashma. That it's a Mitzvah that he does.
You
can ask
the same
way the other way also. Go ahead. The very nice, you shouldn't marry anyone, but that was the Raya the other way. I told you the Rishash is right, and the Chacham Tzvi, so we're going to have to answer the Raya is Fakeret. The truth is, most Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. They learn that that's not a Dakos Asuli Nase. But from Rashi, it's a Fakar Raya. We'll have to see. Okay, so we've done two of his rayas, so we'll do the other two mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. The Netziv inside is very geshmak, so he brings the Chacham Tzvi as well. Chacham Tzvi inside is very barichus, but it's very geshmak the way he brings it, try to see the Lashon. Also, the language of Berachas Avraham in the beginning of Dalit, he also brings some rayas I haven't mentioned. He also brings rayas that's a mitzvah. It's going to turn out, it's going to be a very difficult thing to come to a klar maskana if it's a mitzvah or not. And hopefully over the year we'll see Rishayim to try to bring a raya from Rishayim. So for tomorrow, work on these two Maramakaimis. Kalayil Yibam Oyla Chalitza, we spoke about the previous man. The Chazara sheet I've given out, even though I'm not going straight through them, I'm going to have Kalayil Yibam, where I'm going to speak out again, the Machlaikis and the rule of Kalayil Yibam, the first Rashba and the Masechta. So be ready for that tomorrow. And then the Arichas we're going to spend is on Abishol on the bottom of the page.